trust in science, in public health experts, and in political leaders has often seemed rather dicey in the current political environment. Now, in the midst of a deadly global pandemic, that can be a big problem, and all the more so in the race to find a vaccine against COVID-19. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden put it succinctly in a campaign briefing on COVID-19 and vaccine development.
So let me be clear. I trust vaccines, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
Biden made his remarks shortly after top federal health officials testified about the pandemic at a hearing of a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. Dr. Robert Redfield is director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He answered a question about when a vaccine could be available to the general public.
I think there will be vaccine that initially be available sometime between November and December, but very limited supply and will have to be prioritized. If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter 2021.
President Donald Trump, of course, would like to see a vaccine sooner than next summer. Well, so would everybody. But for Trump, his re-election could hang in the balance. In a news conference at the White House, Trump offered his own timeline for a vaccine.
So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start. That'll be from mid-October on, maybe a little bit later than that. But we'll be all set. So as soon as it's given the go-ahead, they're doing trials, as you know, and as soon as it's given the go-ahead, we will get it out, defeat the virus.
Trump's timeline is far different from Dr. Redfield's, but Trump can explain that.
I think he made a mistake when he said that. It's just incorrect information.
Trump insisted several times that his timeline was correct and that Dr. Redfield was mistaken. That led one reporter to ask a follow-up question.
Can people trust you on the pandemic when you're contradicting the head of the CDC and your
Because of the great job we've done. Because of the great things we've done in other fields also.
Trump says distribution of a vaccine will move rapidly, with the military taking a leading role. But many public health experts have expressed fears that political pressure could lead to premature release of a vaccine that is not yet proven safe and effective. Trump claims Democrat Biden and his allies are responsible for casting doubts on a vaccine. Trump made that claim in his White House briefing.
And we're fighting a very powerful party with a poor candidate, in my opinion, but we're fighting a very, very powerful party, and they're partners with the media, and because they're working together very closely, and they only started hitting on the vaccine. When they hit on the vaccine, they only hit on it when they realized that, wow, this is amazing. They may have it even before the election. All of a sudden, they didn't like the vaccine so much.
As for Biden, he says people are not ready to take advice from someone who once suggested injecting bleach to treat COVID-19. Biden has praise for the scientists.
These scientists carry the hopes of our nation, our entire nation, and the entire world. When their work comes to fruition, and it will, there will be no doubt it will save lives. But scientific breakthroughs don't care about calendars any more than the virus does. They certainly don't adhere to election cycles. And their timing, their approval, and their distribution should never, ever be distorted by political considerations. They should be determined by science and safety alone.
Biden says once a vaccine makes it through the crucial Phase 3 clinical trials, there must be transparency about its safety, its effectiveness, and the independence of scientists making the decision whether to go ahead with a vaccine. At the end of his talk, Biden closed with a variation on the traditional God bless America line.
God bless our scientists and researchers and our frontline workers. And may God protect our troops.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.